The Student Radio Chart Show Hot Pick.
Now, the Student Radio Association, have given us free rein over this bit. So thanks to that, because that's really, really nice of you. And basically, what we had to do is choose a song by an artist that we think is, hot, I guess.
Yeah, basically just someone that's going to blow up the music scene in the coming months. We thought a good place to find someone would be from the vault of our new music libraries.
Yeah, so this is really exciting. So over summer, we at Tone created a new initiative known as Tone After Dark. No, it's not as creepy as it sounds. It's a really, really simple idea, actually. We thought it'd be really cool. So if you tune in at 3 p.m. on a normal day, then you'll hear Justin Bieber. And then at 3 a.m, you'll hear something completely different.
Yeah, something like Caribou or The Stone Roses or Jamie XX or our hot pick at the moment.
So our hot pick has come straight from Tone After Dark. We chose a young artist known as the Japanese House, but her actual name is Amber and she's 20.
Yep, same age as us.
Bit depressing.
A little bit. She's worked with Matty and George from the 1975 and she's joining them on tour in Australia next year.
And earlier in the week, Hannah managed to catch up with Amber on the phone to talk about her first tour, her fear of cameras and what first inspired her to pick up a guitar.
The Student Radio Chart Show.
My dad played guitar and I thought it was really cool. I still do. So I just copied him.
And you play guitar, you're left-handed, so it's kind of like upside down, back to front.
Yeah, that's just because my dad's right-handed, so I just learned on his guitar and I couldn't be bothered to restring it. So he taught me by lying the guitar down and he'd sit on one side and I'd sit on the other. It was really cute.
Oh, wow. That must have taken, a lot of patience.
Yeah, I was a pretty quick learner. it was really fun. I was, about 5 or something.
So when you started playing guitar when you were 5, did you always think that you wanted to pursue music?
Yeah. Well, I think so. I don't really know. I think it kind of everyone does. Although I never, thought I'd actually be a musician, do you know what I mean? I thought I actually was going to do politics at university. I actually got a place and then I just didn't turn up. I'm sorry, Goldsmiths.
Did you ever see yourself, maybe trying uni and trying to do music on the side as well?
Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to do. And then I met my manager and kind of thought, well, I might as well just wholeheartedly go into one thing or the other, and music definitely sounds more fun. So I went with that.
Ooh, I'm fading.
Your debut EP, it was only released in April, but there was an incredible reaction, critical acclaim, and then there's quite a lot of hype around you and the EP. Did that feel really fast, or did it just feel completely natural?
I don't know. I think the main bit I was oh my God, was when Zane Lowe played me. He made me his last hottest record. But it didn't really feel I don't know, because it was just notice people listening was just go on SoundCloud and see it had more views. So I think the first time it felt oh my God, this is maybe accelerating is just this first set of live shows, just because I've got to actually meet people that have heard my music.
You've just finished your debut UK tour. Was that a good experience for you? How was it?
Yeah, it was really, I don't even know what the right word is. I think, obviously really fun, but also really kind of overwhelming, because obviously I hadn't done any really shows ever before. And I think usually musicians kind of a tour and do loads of gigs and then start building up a fan base and then people start coming again. But this time it was kind of straight in there, and there was already 100 people or whatever that knew my music, which was a really weird experience, because I've never really met anyone apart from my friends that it.
The queue to meet you after, especially at the Oxford gig, was massive.
Yeah, it was pretty overwhelming, I think is the word for it. But it's nice meeting people that actually know the Japanese House.
Everyone wanted photos, and I remember hearing an interview with you on Phil Taggart's Radio 1 show, and you were talking about how photos were you don't really enjoy taking them, but now I guess you've taken a lot of photos now.
I think these 10 shows have kind of helped me with my fear of cameras, because obviously if someone comes up to you having gone to your show asking for a photo, you can't really be like, no, I don't like photos. So I kind of just sucked it up, and now I don't really feel that camera shy anymore.
Now you're on like everyone's Instagram, you're just like, yeah, fine, whatever.
I mean, there are a lot of sweaty photos. Like, just after I got off stage, sweat beads when I got one of those. But you know what? It's fine.
The Clean EP is going to be released on the 6th of November, and so far we've heard two tracks off that, Clean and Cool Blue, and Cool Blue has had a massive reaction. How does it feel when people message you about, you know, how your music's affected their life or how it makes them feel?
Yeah, it's nice. I really love it. I get quite a lot of like messages on Instagram, and there's a girl after the show in Glasgow who left a note with my tour manager, and she like promised him not to read it. So I'm not going to say what it said, but it was basically just saying thank you, because I'd helped her. She thought my music had helped her, so that was nice.
The Student Radio Chart Show, Hot Pick.
Hi, I'm Amber Bain from the Japanese House, and this is Cool Blue.
How can you wait and wash the rain? You're soaked to your feet still. Said you'd wait.